This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number three of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. 60 minutes to go as we get into it on a Way Back Wednesday. Pre-2009 songs, title, artist, or lyrics that have something to do with being sick, a doctor, medical attention, or any other reason why Nick missed the final hour of the show yesterday.
You going to make it?
I think I'll be good. This is about the time I left yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Thanks for showing up to work.
I try to.
And staying. We appreciate you doing your job.
Do you need any sanitary wet wipes or anything?
That's up to them.
Okay.
That's up to Aaron.
Okay.
Before we move into baseball again, do you want to discuss this Anthony Davis call with Vinny?
We certainly can.
Yeah. Vinny wants to talk a little Anthony Davis, which we touched on in hour number two. If you missed it, go to podcastarena.com and get the podcast. Vinny, what's up, man?
Not much. I've just been listening for a long time. First time calling in.
Thanks, man.
I had a scenario. Yeah, I love the show, guys. I had a scenario I wanted to get y'all's take on. So kind of a short-term, LeBron deal. Whenever he left, the Cavaliers went to the first pick for, 3 years, 4 years? They got Kyrie, Anthony Bennett, who was a bust, and then they had Andrew Wiggins, who they ended up trading for Kevin Love, and then they go to the championship for 4 straight years. So what if for Anthony Davis, I was just thinking, what if all this is smoke and mirrors, and if they go out, make a trade with the Celtics, he's gone for a year, and then he just decides to come back to New Orleans, and then they get three brand new young stars, and then you have draft picks for the next years to come, and then you get Anthony Davis back.
Appreciate it, Vinny. Yeah, that's a risk, but I think it's a really low risk, because if you're asking out to begin with, you probably aren't going back.
I mean, look, it's possible. If it was his hometown, with LeBron,
right.
But Anthony Davis is from Chicago.
Plus, he didn't make no announcement.
If he felt, true. I mean,
that's part of the reason why LeBron went back to Cleveland, because, let me get that championship.
He felt like he owed it to his hometown to bring them a title, yep. And he was so relieved when he did it. And again, that's what I'm going with here. New Orleans is not like a preferred destination for Anthony Davis or a lot of guys. There's a lot of people that don't believe in the front office. I mentioned the fact that even David Stern just months ago said Dell Demps may be the worst general manager he's ever dealt with in the history of the league. That's not a good ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
You've seen Hall of Fame type players leave before. Chris Paul has left. Anthony Davis is leaving. Boogie didn't stay. Boogie Cousins. Tyson Chandler got the hell up out of there. David West.
But again, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he's asking out. He doesn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. So unless wherever he goes trades him back there, I don't see a scenario in which that happens, where they move all the pick, they get all the picks, and then he comes back and still plays for them. I just don't think that's a reality.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't think 5%. But I don't even give him 5%.
Asking out, you're not going back. It's just not going to happen. You know who's checked in? I mentioned him off air, but Scott and Deer Park checking in. Happy anniversary, guys, from an OG.
Yeah, where
it's
you been?
Been a ride. Go Cougs, and no, I'm not dead.
I was going to say, where have you been, man?
Yeah.
Last we heard, you were recovering from some medical issues, and then all of a sudden, pew, gone.
Pink Valkyrie laughing thoroughly at Two in the Bush, one to go. That was pretty funny. In fact, somebody on the text line said, laughing my ass off. That's the funniest Joel has ever been on the show, Foxtail in the Bush.
Follow me at Joel is funny starting tomorrow.
That's outstanding. Oh, that's good stuff. Hey, Barry, had to run into an appointment and don't know if you answered this yet, but what's the best fertilizer to use?
Nick.
I use Scott's Bonus S.
Just had a feeling the way that was started.
Yeah, what'd I say? Sweet Green. Super easy. Just go get Sweet Green. All organic. You'll thank me for it. Happy anniversary, boys. So happy that I can actually listen on the daily again. That's from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. Welcome back, my friend. You were missed.
Yeah, no doubt. It's weird how we just kind of in passing, we didn't plan anything, but we talked about the anniversary. Now everybody's coming out of the woodwork. It's great to hear from some people we haven't heard from in a while.
It is. It's nice. It's very nice.
I wonder if Scott from Deer Park is if Lawrence Taylor still knows that he has his earring. The dangly one.
So, or Bonds.
Yes, or Barry Bonds, right. Barry Bonds, that's a good call. Barry Bonds had the cross.
Yeah. There's a couple of more lawn texts that I'll get to later. We'll save that.
Okay.
Did you see these rule changes in baseball that are being proposed or put on the table, I should say.
Stuff.
Yeah, a couple of dueling proposals from MLB on January 14th and the union that came out. And this is kind of a hodgepodge of what's being offered up. But some of the rule changes that are being proposed is one, which I think could end up being one of the most controversial, is a three-batter minimum for pitchers. So you can't just bring in a guy to face a guy and then pull him out. Unless it's at the end of the inning.
Well, there goes Tony Sipp.
Yeah, exactly. So if you bring in a lefty specialist to face a lefty and there's a righty up next, you can't pull him. He's got to face the righty. They're doing some of that to speed up the game. But again, I think part of the proposal was unless it's at the end of an inning. So if Tony Sipp comes in with two outs to face a lefty and he gets the guy out, then you can replace him. But if it's in the middle of an inning, can't do it. A universal designated hitter, about time.
Yes.
This is an antiquated thing that the NL does. They need to get over it and just add the DH. A single trade deadline before the All-Star break. That's kind of interesting because we always talk about the fact that they have an All-Star break.
But it's not the end of the line.
Or they have a trade deadline, I should say. And then,
there's another
as
chance
we saw
for
with
you.
Verlander, yep. You can still, as long as they clear waivers, you can still pull off that move. That would take that away. And now you'd have to be a little more serious about getting
you
your stuff
what,
done for the rest of the year.
I don't know if MLB should like that because it keeps everybody engaged. Like the fact that you get up until the trade deadline.
Right.
And then late in the season, you got people really intently following everything going on in baseball. And like Astros fans, if they don't get Verlander, they might not win the World Series. They were so intensely following everything that was being done, going, right. God, if we just need that one play. And then to get it adds kind of extra media attention and everything like that. I don't know if that's a smart move for baseball.
Yeah. Some of the other stuff, a 20-second pitch clock was offered up by Commissioner Manfred. Which on that one, Rob Manfred had come out and said that, hey, look, when it comes to the pitch clock, I don't have to have union approval. I can make this a mandate, which I found to be very interesting that it's even coming up that he can impose the pitch clock without approval from the union. So this is something that if he feels like it's in the best interest of the game, he can do it. Keep an eye on that because that could become interesting as well. Some other things that were on there, the expansion of rosters to 26 men with a 12-pitcher maximum. Because, you know, sometimes folks will carry 11, and then right now it's 25, so they can go, you know, they'll have 14 pitchers and 11 fielders and whatnot. And they're saying you can add a slot, but you have to stay at 12 pitchers maximum. I imagine that would be more of a union proposal because they want more guys on the field. They want more folks up in the majors earning major league money. Draft advantages for winning teams. And penalties for losing teams. That one to me is kind of interesting because what if you're a small market team that can't afford some of these big time stars that catapult you into winning?
Right.
In fact, I saw a headline. I didn't really read the article today, but I saw a headline that said the new era of paying stars is actually detrimental to small market teams. And you would think, oh, but you can get guys for cheaper. Yeah, that means that the big market teams are paying a lot less for superstars. They're going to get deeper. They can afford a lot more superstars on their roster and on their team than the small market teams can. So
they said, you know, because again, we're talking about 100 or players or more right now, still unsigned free agents.
Crazy.
As we're getting that close to spring training.
Yeah, and I was 10
watching,
days out.
I ended up watching MLB Network all last night. And I'll tell you, there was two documentaries. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about that were great. But when they were talking about all this, they're saying, and the thing that you think, well, that helps small market teams that might get a deal. No, it doesn't. What it really does is it helps the Dodgers and the Yankees and teams like that go a little shorter term, maybe a little more money.
A little extra money.
But they swoop in and it actually screws the smaller market teams.
Yeah. There's also a study to lower the mound,
again?
Which is interesting. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And a rule that would allow two-sport amateurs to sign major league contracts. So
that's the Tyler Murray rule.
Kyler Murray,
yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. So those are all the things that are on there. Of all that, I definitely think it's time for the DH. Just get it over with. I've always found it stupid that this is the only sport where there's different rules that apply.
In each conference, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm with you.
Of all that, if they said you can only adopt one right now, DH. Universal DH. Make that happen and we can look at all the other stuff later.
Messing with the whole time of game and everything like that. But the fact of the matter is, then you, in a couple months, you're going to have a play that goes the wrong way. It's controversial, and people are like, more replay, more this. Well, that's going to extend the length of the game. So whatever 20 seconds you save between pitches or whatever, you're going to gain it back with an extra review. So
my argument has been and will always be, the baseball game is just as long as a football game.
And it's
there's
just
no different. That's you know my always been my argument. Into. It's a 3-hour game, just like football.
You know
don't
what you're getting into when you go to a football game? You know what you're getting into when you go to a baseball game. If you didn't, you wouldn't go.
Yep. Or you wouldn't watch it.
That's right. So there you have it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got callers that are lining up that want to get in here, and you can too, 713-780-3776. That's our HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on the Wayback Wednesday. Songs pre-2009. About title artist, lyrics, doctors, sick, whatever. In honor of Nick's bowing out early on us.
Yeah, speaking of yesterday, that, Mandy texted the show. She said, Barry, don't harass Nick about missing work because you miss more than Joel and Nick combined with comedy.
Wow.
You're great, but that poor guy was sick. Man, she's shooting shots. But she did say I was great, so that's all that matters.
She lied.
You want to get Brandon's call on the Astros? Sure. Brandon wants to talk a little Astros. We were talking some baseball in the previous segment. Brandon, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Barry, Joel, and Sick Nick? How are you guys doing?
What's good, up, man?
What up, man?
Happy anniversary, guys. I just wanted to throw out a random fact. Did you know that in 2 years, the Usual Suspects have spent 14,172 minutes hating on each other or callers? Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that.
I had to Google that.
That's a great fact. It kind of felt like that.
That should be a t-shirt.
Do you guys think with the addition of Michael Brantley and Wade Miley, do you think that the Astros are satisfied where they're at? Or do you think that there's more moves that they're going to be making going into this, finishing up the offseason, going into spring training?
Appreciate the call, Brandon. Even though you sound like you were calling from inside of your the hood of your car. That was so loud. But and we appreciate the kind words
add
about the anniversary.
To that 14,000.
Yeah, we appreciate the kind words about the anniversary and the stats.
I would answer that really simply by saying I don't think that they're focused on doing it, but I don't think they're closing the door on doing it either. I think Luno is very happy with what he's done in the offseason and how the roster's currently constructed. But I think that if there's going to be conversations in Miami about JT Realmuto, they're going to be involved. I think if the Indians are still contemplating moving a starter, they're going to be involved. I don't think that they have to do anything, but I think that they will always keep their finger on the pulse of what they could do to improve the team.
I think they know they still have some deficiencies. I think they know that left field was addressed with Brantley. Because, yeah, so you've got that taken care of, but you still have to look at first base. Yuli, notwithstanding, you've still got to address DH and you still have issues at catcher. And that's probably the biggest, the most glaring weakness on the team. And I would submit that they also still need to look at another rotation spot. Like it's something that at least would be on the radar. And if they could get a good arm, a quality three at value, which they have proven in the past couple of years to be able to take a guy and have him perform above where he would normally be slotted in a rotation. And what I mean by that is, you know, you go out and you get a Charlie Morton, who was a three in a lot of rotations, and he pitched like a two. At times, he pitched like a one. So you got him pitching above where he would be slotted, and they can do that, and they've proven that. So I think they know they still have some work to do, but I don't think that they're in a panic mode. They know that they have a solid squad and that this team, as is, with the moves that they made, can contend. But I guarantee you they're not happy and they're not like, we're done.
They know, like you said, they know that there are still ways they can improve. But yep. I think that the bigger thing, too, is going back to the discussion we had last segment, which is the fact that if the Yankees do get involved, and they're saying if Bryce Harper doesn't have a deal, he would consider a short-term deal at a decent dollar amount with the Yankees. If the Yankees would go and add to Bryce Harper, mm-hmm. I think that would force the Astros to be a little bit more aggressive because they're both in the American League, because they know they're eventually going to probably be facing them at some point. And I think that would maybe light a fire under Jeff Luhnow and his staff to maybe push the envelope a little bit more. But other than that, I think that, yeah, you're right. They'll look at catcher. They'll look for, you know, maybe a tweak here or there in an arm. But I don't think they're going to be like hell-bent on having to do something.
Justin said, was that guy given a traffic report from a news helicopter? It was pretty loud.
Sounds like he was in a washing machine.
A little bit, yeah.
I was going to tell you, I did watch last night. I was flipping channels, and I got stuck in it, and I couldn't get out of it. One, they recapped the 1988 playoffs in just like how the Dodgers were everybody's doormat that no one thought were, once they even lucked out and won the division, they weren't going to do anything. And then they went all the way through how they came back and beat the Mets and how they won the World Series and how Hershiser was pitching in almost every game and all that, and how Gibson, the big moment in baseball history, but was bummed me out because last year opening day, the Dodgers recreated that moment and they had Eck on the mound and they had Gibson come out of the dugout. And you could tell in the interviews, he was kind of slower. And at the end they go, Kirk Gibson now has Parkinson's.
Oh,
and I was like, damn. And then Hershiser, after they recreated everything, went out to shake his hand because he ended up throwing out the first pitch too and said, I love you, bro. I love you and the fact that you changed all of our lives with what you did. And I don't think
you... Why are you bumming us out with this?
And I was like, so that was one. So then I was going to turn it off. Wait, because then I was going to turn it off. And then Eckersley, they do this whole hour deal on Eckersley. It's a documentary on his whole life.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like... Okay, everybody hates this dude because he talks smack and he was cocky and he did all these different things. And then you realize all the things he's been through in his life and you're like, damn, I'm like a bigger fan of Dennis Eckersley now than I was when I thought he was this cocky, crap-talking relief pitcher. Do you realize he came in with the Cleveland Indians? His best friend was their center fielder, Rick Manning. Rick Manning got to be real tight with him and his family. He signed right out of high school. He was 18 years old. Rick Manning took his wife.
Oh, that sucks. That's not a good friend.
And here's the thing. He was cool with it because he said that by that time...
Tell me he wasn't the I just want her to be happy guy.
No, they had a kid.
That guy's an idiot.
They had a kid and he said, I want to be able to see my daughter and I want my daughter to know that she has two great dads as opposed to two... I was like, dude, I couldn't have done that.
Now, here's my problem with all this, my beef, and it's with you.
Great.
We ask you time and time again about pop culture references, about shows. Hey, have you checked out this show? Have you? And I don't have time. You're watching shows with nothing on from the 88 Dodgers and Dennis Eckersley? But when I want to talk Ted Bundy with you, you can't talk Ted
Bundy.
Not
that I wouldn't watch
Ted Bundy,
but
from
the fact that I was flipping
you
channels.
You have a sickness.
I was flipping channels.
You got to get some non-sports in your life.
Lisa's brother had texted me saying, hey, did you see this doc on the Dodgers?
It's disgusting.
He said, I saw it a month ago. It was awesome. I was like, I'm not going to watch this. And it was that right at the time when the playoffs started for the Dodgers. I was like, I ended up getting sucked in.
Do you watch nothing but sports, Nick?
I don't. But I don't watch as much TV as I should either. But I have been trying to watch more.
Literally every time he has free time, I feel like there's some sport or sporting event or documentary or 30 for 30. You never watch anything because we always want to talk about stuff with you. And you're like, nope, didn't see it. Don't watch it. Is that not true?
No, it's not. There's plenty of other things that I watch on TV. But when I'm flipping channels, if I stumble across this and I get, if it's for my entertainment and viewing pleasure, that's what I watch.
Sports. You never bother to pull up
Netflix.
By the
way, this is ESPN Radio, right? I love sports. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. But I bet you Joel's also a guy that just leaves SportsCenter on even though he's not watching
it. Wait a minute. Time out. Was it a week or two ago that we were talking about the R. Kelly documentary and I watched the whole damn thing?
You did. You did watch.
Boom. Yep. Right there. Pop culture. Boom again.
2 years you've watched two documentaries. You watched R. Kelly and you watched the one on Dr. Dre and what's his name?
Yeah, this
could
be a good several more too.
This could be a good bonding moment. Y'all should watch the same documentary tonight. Non-sports. Pick one.
That's fine with me.
Pick one, Joel.
I watch. What? Yeah,
pick one documentary. Y'all both can watch.
Just want to let you know, because it's part of our job.
And before that, by the way, I was going to watch basketball last night. I can't do players only. Can't do it. We've discussed it 1,000 times. It's awful.
God, I just wish they would. When someone hits a three-pointer, just say their name. Don't tell me how many points they have. I expect a stat line, but just say their name. Just say their name. The whole time they were talking about Isaiah Thomas, or at least in the second game. The second game was all about Isaiah Thomas and what he had to do to win a championship in 1990.
Because he won it in Portland.
Yeah.
I think. But you were tweeting about some call in some game, and I wasn't watching basketball, and I was like, well, was that the Sixer
guy
game?
The guy shot a three-pointer, and they called an offensive foul.
But wait, was it the first game? Was it Philly and Toronto?
He shot a three-pointer, and they called an offensive foul.
All I'm asking for is, which game are you talking about?
Did he throw the Lego? It was the Portland game.
Okay, it was the second
game.
Did
he throw a kick?
No, he did not.
Oh.
He fell down.
Oh.
And I guess he was trying to get a call.
Charge.
Like, you know, he was just trying to get like a regular blocky foul. He got the call on him.
Did they call a flop, maybe?
There was not a flop or anything.
Oh.
I just wanted a hashtag so I knew which game you were watching.
Chris Householder said, happy anniversary, guys. Looking forward to many more years. And we appreciate you, Chris.
And all the work he does with the usual suspects.
Yeah. Speaking of anniversaries. Speaking of anniversaries, Clarence is on the phone.
What's up, Clarence?
He wants to wish us happy anniversary. What's up, Clarence?
What up, guys? Happy anniversary.
Thank you, bud.
Appreciate it.
I hope y'all go as long and as far as y'all can, or at least till Barry hits a big time and start doing comedy shows at lawn and garden conventions. And never have this happen. One joke at every show talking about, I wonder if the carpet matches the drapes. But other than that, I hope y'all go far, y'all take it long, and y'all keep going strong, man. Happy anniversary. I enjoy listening.
Hey, man, we appreciate you very much. Support, buddy. You've been an OG and a day one suspect, man.
No doubt about it.
So thank you.
Yep, no question.
Demetrius.
I'm trying to think of a documentary I'm going to watch tonight.
I'll watch it with you, Joel.
No, you will not. You're not invited.
Well, I don't want to come over and watch it with you.
Yeah,
we can live tweet it together.
There it is. That's what's going to happen. What? You know all the gaming craze where all the Astros are like, you can watch them play games?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. We're going to end up creating our own YouTube channel, watching docs together, and people are going to like be...
We could call it docking.
Chiming in. There you go.
You don't know what that means, do you?
No.
Google docking.
No.
Just Google it. Just Google docking. Now, everyone else listening to my voice should not Google docking. Joel, you need to Google docking.
Nope.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
All right.
All right, we got a half hour to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. It's much more of the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5. It's a man I
found to bring us all joy. Now hear this. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, thanks for joining us on a Way Back Wednesday. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. About 30 minutes left to go on the clock. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You don't have to do a darn thing. And you get the best in entertainment and sports radio in the city of Houston.
Jesus Christ! Love God!
No one has any clue what that is.
And they think
that you just cussed.
Jesus Christ! Shoes of peace! Stop it on the enemy.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah, they do.
The screaming of Barry Laminack is definitely religiously involved and is in meaning and support of and not cussing at.
If they followed me on Twitter, they would see Pop Locking for Jesus, the video, and they would know exactly what we're talking about. It's the hottest meme going right now. Trey sent us a tweet that says, according to Joe Trahan, that the XFL is about to get a PR boost. Sources confirm OU great Bob Stoops will be the GM head coach at WFAA Sports.
That is shocking to me.
Yeah.
If that's true.
Now, I tried to click on the tweet, and it says it doesn't exist.
It's been removed. So they're,
Trey, yeah. Are you out there spreading rumors, bro?
Did you see the other day, by the way, he was feeling so upset because he went to do his hair flip, and there wasn't hair to flip?
Oh, my God. I know.
Was that a tweet?
Yeah. It was like
a good tweet.
It's like the things that certain people are bogged down with.
It's a beautiful mind. Wow. Josh Rabb wants to know, which would be worse, talking golf or talking lawns? Actually, talking maintaining golf lawns.
For sure.
talking about maintaining the grass.
Bore me with golf all day.
The grass on a golf course would be the absolute worst.
At least you can talk about Tiger Woods and a Waffle House waitress or something.
Or Dustin Johnson, who's married to Paulina Gretzky.
There you go.
You guys are just haters. April Robertson said, happy anniversary, you guys. Love listening to you every afternoon. And in my humble opinion, you guys are the best show of the day. Thank you, April.
Yes, we'd like to thank you very much.
Candy Coble said, happy anniversary, guys. Love listening. We appreciate you guys. All the love. We appreciate it. More specifically, we appreciate you guys that tune in every day. Even if you don't always interact with us, you're there and we love you.
That was about as nice and
as I'm going to ever get. Yeah. Somebody said, Barry, what in the bleep do you know what? Why in the bleep do you know what docking is? Even my search history is now embarrassed. I told you don't Google it. I told you guys.
I didn't.
I told you not to do it, and you did it anyways. So that's.
I didn't Google it because I could tell from your tone.
I could too.
That it was going to be disgusting.
Just like when you go. Text messages coming in. Hey, Barry, whenever that happens, it's like I'm going, Nick, what? Be careful.
Lawn care.
Yep.
Hey, okay. Speaking of text messages. Hey, Barry. Mm-hmm. Tillman is buying a 767 jet plane for the team. Mm. I also have clover in my front yard. How do I spot treat that?
I told you.
It's not me, guys. It's the texters. The listeners want this. How do you think we survived 2 years? Because we give them what they want, and they want lawn talk. Get Weed Beater Ultra. For Southern Lawn.
You beat your what?
Weed Beater Ultra is the best as long as it doesn't get too hot.
Get your weed beater and head to the bush outside the church.
No, it's called Weed Beater Ultra.
You're the one that was talking about getting some bush outside the church.
You can't use it when it's hot. That's the only thing. So don't do that.
When it's hot!
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. Did you guys see Ivan sent us a tweet about Bud Light responding to Coors Light and the corn growers or whatever?
No, the Granado dilemma. Yeah.
They responded. I haven't even read it yet, but I just know it's going to be funny. Whatever it is. It's Bud Light. They're not going to take it too serious.
True.
At least I hope they don't.
And Wendy's. So.
And yes.
Wendy's on Twitter is like all world.
Right. Johnny said happy anniversary from Kuntz.
Kuntz.
Yeah, he loves that. Kuntz. He loves saying it like that.
Yeah, it's true.
The Popes were shooting out in Kuntz.
They were?
Yeah, because I saw on her Instagram. I was like, was that cut and shoot? She was like, no. It's Kuntz.
Every country spot is cut and shoot to you.
So we've talked literally about anything. Two in the bush and one in Kuntz.
Everything outside of 99 is cut and shoot to you.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like
anything outside of 16 is true. Cut and shoot.
If you're like, oh.
If you're outside the loop, you live in the country.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I was in Greenpoint. Oh my God, you were in cut and shoot? No, that's not, no, no. That's not, no. Not even close.
I'm not familiar with those areas. That's why I depend on you people.
You live outside of the Beltway, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So what's the big deal here?
But it takes me like 20 minutes to get to work. It takes you like an hour and a half. It takes you like 2 days to get to work.
45 minutes.
With no traffic?
With no traffic.
And you speeding like at 120 miles an hour?
No, I don't speed. I mean, I do 75.
You drive crazy.
I do 75 on the hardy. No.
I've seen you drive.
You drive like a man out of hell. You've admitted it.
People are freaking out about me talking about docking, by the way.
Yeah, because I had no idea what it was.
Reginald was like, why in the hell would you put docking out there? I could have lived the rest of my life without knowing that.
I was going to say, we have impressionable listeners no matter what you
said. I told you guys, don't do it.
Oh, stop it. You say don't, they're going to jump right to it.
How many times have we warned people not to Google Blue Waffle? And
I was just going to say, some people looking for a Grand Slam breakfast decided to Google Blue Waffle. They're scarred for life.
Not my fault. Not my fault, guys. I warned you not to do it, and you did it. That's your bad, not mine. I said don't. If I were to say, hey, go check this out. This is awesome. Then that's on me. But I said don't Google it if you're not Joel. If I said Joel should Google it, no one else should.
See the difference, Nick? I tell the listeners, go check out Holly Saunders. Barry checks them to go check out docking.
No, I believe I've passed out many Instagram models.
Names. Barry's played swords before.
Oh,
that's why he wants everybody to Google.
No,
dog.
That's not true.
Just wait until he gets into the lightsaber.
You like to play swords, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't
lie. That is a false accusation, sir. I feel like you're now projecting fantasies. That is a false accusation.
Like Brady and Edelman at Disneyland or Disney
yeah.
World.
By the way, yeah. Why did you kiss me on the lips for our 2 year anniversary? That was
I did
so
not
weird.
Do
Nick.
Such a thing.
Greg DeBeer Man said, "Keep up the good work, guys. I've been listening to y'all since day one. I was so happy when 97.5 started to bring local people." To
appreciate
the station. So, yep.
Yeah.
We do appreciate everybody out there.
No doubt about it. Obviously, clock ticking on the trade deadline. I did see this, and I don't know if you guys saw this. It was very surprising to me. Forbes magazine has released the most valuable franchises in NBA basketball. Number one, fellas, surprised me greatly. I don't know if it will surprise you. If you do want to know right off the top, the Rockets did crack the top seven, but they were seventh, and Tillman didn't get a whole ROI on his purchase. So he bought it for 2.2. They're worth 2.2.
I saw that. I'm like, why would you pay face value?
That's good enough for number seven, but they, and especially after the season they had last year, you thought they'd have made some more money, especially with those jerseys and Asian jersey sales and sponsorships. Okay, no one jumped on that. The Clippers, by the way, sold for $2 billion, and now they're at 2.15. So at least Steve Ballmer starting made a little up. Money.
Yep.
Right. Mavs at number 9 at 1.9 bill. Heat at number 10 at 1.7. So the top six, there's a couple surprises in here.
Okay.
Six, the Nets. 2.3. Really? Is that just because of the new arena and being in Brooklyn as opposed to New Jersey?
Jay-Z.
Part of it, maybe, but to boost them into the top six?
But Jay-Z doesn't have ownership in that team
anymore. Not anymore. He can't because of his agency.
Oh, that's
good
right.
Point. It's a very good
call,
point.
Nick. Good job.
Five, usual suspects. Celtics, 2.8. Four, Bulls, 2.9. Mm-hmm. Three, Warriors, 3.5. And notice the jump, too.
I would have thought that would have been higher, but okay.
So Warriors at 3.5.
Lakers, number one.
Two is the Lakers
what?
At 3.7. And numero uno...
Where did you say? No, not Philly.
It's New York.
Yeah. The Knicks at $4 billion.
But you can make an argument.
Hot ass garbage team. Right. And they're at $4 billion.
Right. But you can make an argument that four out of the first five teams, it's kind of
big markets
based on history and the fact that it's a big
advertising.
Market.
Yeah.
Bulls, Celtics, Knicks, Lakers, you would think are
history
always going to be.
And big markets.
Right.
They're they're all four dynasties.
Look, you ain't making money off history.
The Bulls apparently are because they haven't been a good team for how long?
Chicago's also the third largest market, the third largest city in the country.
The Rockets are the fourth largest market.
And they have China. But why are they seven?
Do you guys realize that unlike the Rockets and other franchises, when they lose their iconic player, the Bulls have sold out ever since the Jordan era. And it hasn't stopped.
Is that true?
It's one of the loudest. You can ask Craig. To this day, it's one of his favorite arenas to do a game in because they are always sold out, they are always there early, and they are loud.
Yeah, they always have way more fans.
They got great
stadium.
Sports fans in Chicago, period. And I come from a suburb of Chicago, Milwaukee, so I shouldn't be saying that. But I'm telling you right now, great sports fans and great support in Chicago.
I've heard that. I mean, it's look what they do for the Cubs now. They don't necessarily support the White Sox as much.
They don't.
They have a core group, but the Cubs are the team in Chicago, and
Bears get great support.
Yeah, but I think that's partly football and reputation because the Bears weren't great for really long time.
But that's what I'm saying. They weren't great yet. They still got the support, which shows you that they have great fans. But when you look at all these things, the one thing that the Warriors, Nick, unlike the other four you're talking about, the Warriors are built just on recent success.
Exactly.
They play in an armpit of an arena. It's awful.
Yeah.
That's why they're moving. They play butted up against the freeway in Oakland. But because they are the dynasty of the NBA right now, everything Warriors is coming up roses. But that has to be on future value, too, with the new arena, the new practice facility, going to San Francisco, and assuming that they're going to continue to keep winning. But the other four, you're right, tradition, big markets, everything.
The only thing that I'm surprised about is Brooklyn, like you guys mentioned. I'm surprised about how high they are. I'm surprised that Miami is, whatever, 9, 10, or 11.
10.
And I'm surprised that the 76ers and the Spurs are not above teams like the Miami Heat and the Nets.
Spurs, it's because they're in such a small market.
Yeah.
Philly, I'll give you, because they're on the rise in a big city.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I would have thought Philly. That's why when you were at a couple of, I was like, can't be Philly, but man, it is a bigger market.
The other way you look at it, too, to justify the Nets is just like the Lakers are at 2 and the Clippers are 8th in the top 10, I would say that's why the Knicks are at 1 and then the Nets are at 6 because they're still capitalizing on the size of the city they're in.
Because that is there's a lot of people in a very small area up there. That's why I thought Philly might have been a little bit higher because you get kind of that whole area.
The other thing, too, is when you're watching a game and stuff like that, you look at courtside seats, and you know in any other arena in the country, for the most part, you can get courtside seats for a pretty good price.
Right.
But when you look at people sitting courtside in the garden, you're like, they are forking out some major dollars. Yeah. Easy a couple grand.
Per game.
Yep.
Couple grand.
Yep.
Real quick, just want to give some shout-outs to Johnny and Sir Junior Rob from Texas. And Buddy, Longhorn Dimitri, Crystal Collins.
Dimitri always, yeah.
Yep, Liberal TX Diva. And Donna, our friend Donna. All of them wishing Johnny us happy Beaumont. Anniversary. Yep. And we thank you guys so much. And I want to tell the people right now about Vortex because we're right in the middle of the weight loss challenge. We are in the middle of it. You heard Joel's lost some weight. I hope you guys are losing weight. We're going to have a special guest tomorrow. But I've got a great tip for you, man. If you really want to lose some weight and do it and not have to spend hours at the gym, check out Vortex. Vortex is a fantastic workout. They have two types of classes for you at Vortex. They have the boxing classes and they have the spin classes. The boxing classes and the spin classes, both 45 minutes. So you're not spending hours at the gym having to mop up after some sweaty dude on the bench. You just get there, you put your stuff on your locker, you hop into class. 45 minutes later, you burn hundreds of calories. You feel great. Grab you a smoothie on the way out. Guys, it's an amazing workout and a great place to do it. Clean, comfortable, no judgment going on in there. And they've got a special going right now. For $40, you get unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. $40, unlimited walk-in classes 1 week. That's unbelievable. You can't beat it. You should definitely take advantage of it. And don't worry, they've got plenty of bags. Like in the boxing classes, I think they have almost over 40 bags. They have 48 bikes for the spin classes. So there's room for you. There's always going to be room for you. So check them out. 1707 West Grays, where they're located. 281-501-3094 is the number. 281-501-3094. And listen, I didn't mention this last time I told you, but don't worry about gloves. Don't worry about shoes for the spin class. They've got it all. Just show up, be ready to get healthy, and have fun doing it. But once again, 1707 West Gray, 281-501-3094, or check out VortexTexas.com.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It's Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, way back Wednesday. Nick, in this hour, hour number three, songs pre-2009, songs, artists, lyrics, anything to do with being sick like Nick was for the final hour yesterday. That's where the theme came from.
Lots of texts coming in, and I would love to get to them all, but we are in our last segment, so we can't. But we do appreciate everybody, including Eric and everyone else that has texted Knuckles, everybody that said happy anniversary. We appreciate you guys very much. So I know I can't get to them all.
Did you mention Christina?
I did. Okay. Pink Valkyrie, yep. I think I got her as well, if not, sure enough.
Cafe? But,
yep. Yeah, see, they're just Rico. Everybody's coming in. But we do appreciate it. We can't get to it all. Hey, somebody said, where did it go? Dag nabbit.
You guys want to keep texting, by the way, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Just keep texting the show.
Nick is just jealous of Lawn Talk because it's more captivating than his craptacular music selection. Boom!
Wow, hour number
for
three.
Way back Wednesday?
Yep.
Mm. Not gonna hate on that text. But normally my music is on point. It's second to none.
Somebody say, can y'all tell me?
I don't know about second to none. Second Tyler to none. Gets a lot of love.
Tyler gets a ton care. Of love.
I know. I got a text the other day saying, man, Nick sounds like he's playing a great music. Music list from Tyler's Spotify.
Oh, I'm
like,
it's okay. Dirty.
Punk bitch.
Well, it's 2019. Yep. That's when resolutions start going away about this time.
That lasted February 6th. He's attacked a listener. So there you go.
Resolution gone.
Can y'all tell me what's the sound bite y'all use at the end of the show? I'm assuming he's talking about, yeah, boy.
No.
And
I didn't know if they picked their own parts or not.
Yeah, boy. All right, so the first part was from a coach.
The Little League coach.
The Little League coach that was messing with his kids. He did these fake speeches, and he called the other team fart sniffers. And the parents got upset, and then he just told, because we were interviewing him, he said, well, I didn't know they sniffed their own farts. And then the other part where the guy says, yeah, boy, and actually farts, was from an old bit we did with an app that people would record themselves sleeping. And some dude was asleep when he did that. That was, to me, one of the funniest things ever. It was when we had the guy that would be like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Pancakes. All that was on that app. Absolutely. Was it called Sleep Talk?
I think it was
called Sleep Talk.
Can't remember the name of that.
Go get the Sleep Talk app, and you can listen. People like record themselves in the night, and then if it catches something,
then DM at Barry is funny.
They upload them. It is the most hilarious thing. I'm sad that it kind of ran its course because I thought it was hilarious, but you kind of run out of the good stuff and you have to let it go.
Hey, you know what? And here's the other thing.
That's what it's from.
The Little League coach was local. I think he was in Spring.
Yep.
But he went viral on social media.
See
what I did there? And it was a great interview. So there's another idea.
I like it.
For the podcast.
You're right. I do need to get that.
Take it back.
What?
Oh, I was just saying, we're taking it back in time. But that's also, by the way, after the Astros, you mentioned all their promotional items.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about that being their marketing slogan for the year? Take it back.
That is absolutely horrible.
Well, you're not getting a press credential.
Well, I didn't get one last year, so...
Take it back.
Hurt my feelings.
That would be something we would say after our 14,123rd insult
to each other
on a different show.
That's what they came up with.
Take it back. So this is their equivalent of run it back for the Rockets.
Right. Run it back, take it back. This is... What was last year's? Earn it?
Earn it, I think. No. Because it was earned... I forget what last year's was, but I'm not going with take it back.
Take it back is not good. There were so many other things.
Take it back is terrible.
There were so many other things that you could do a year removed from winning the World Series. Like, you could even just be like, just keep it real, like, it's on again. Or something like, oh, it's on and popping. Take it back. Never settle.
Was
that's
last
what it was.
Year.
Take it back sounds like you got your feelings hurt. Like, y'all aren't going to win the World Series. You take it back. Take it back right now. You take it back. What? That's the come on, Astros. I love you. I love you, Astros. I do. Even though you didn't give me a press credential, I forgive you. And even though you won't give me one this year. But take it back is dumb. You guys could have done a lot better.
Run it back makes sense.
I don't know who you paid to come up with that. Run it back makes sense.
When you're playing basketball at the gym and you guys lose, let's run it back. Let's play it again because you want to go back at the Warriors. I get all that. But take it back?
Yeah. It just sounds weird. I don't know. We're not doing ourselves any favors, but...
So is it safe to say that one of you won way back Wednesday today? Is it you or Joel or Barry? Because I know I didn't.
Definitely
me. No, you definitely didn't win.
I know that.
Right.
So who won?
I don't know. Why?
Just curious.
You have obviously...
You're holding something back here somehow.
No, I'm just trying to...
I would say Joel won.
Okay.
Why?
I was just trying to instigate a fight. I think closing the show with an argument between you two is a good way to end the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
I was going to be third place. I wasn't trying to.
And we all knew. We saw the list.
Yeah, until you started your bots a few months ago, you were always third place.
Well, that's why we stopped doing the poll.
Because you were winning every week with bad lists.
I was winning most weeks with good
lists. With bad lists. No, because you went like 0 for the entire first year of the show, and then all of a sudden you made this miraculous comeback, and you were like...
Wasn't the first year.
And you took it back.
Yeah, everybody was texting, never said it. Yeah, look, somebody said, why not get it back?
Okay. I still think the word back throws it off.
Why?
I don't know. Take it back, get it back. I don't know if it just sounds...
Back the up.
Well, that's different.
That could be it.
They should do that.
I was going to say, what are the Texans going to do? Because you got run it back and take it back.
And we need a running back.
Hey, there you go.
That could be their
wanted
slogan.
Running back. Yeah. Because, by the way, if you missed it, one of the ESPN
JJ's
experts
back.
Is saying that Le'Veon Bell will be a Houston Texan, and the Texans will offer him a bigger contract than Todd Gurley. I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that? I'm okay with that as long as they address the O-line.
Again, right, because you can still use all your draft picks and everything on the O-line.
I stand behind what I said before. Le'Veon Bell is known for a bit of a hesitation move in the backfield when he gets the ball. He finds a hole and hits it. Well, if there's no hole, he can't hit it. And that offensive line, as good as they did for most of the year as a run-blocking team, they were terrible in pass protection. They were decent in run-blocking. But if you're going to go on and make the investment in that kind of back at that caliber and that level, you better have an offensive line to do the same. And they just
I don't disagree.
It's going to be interesting to see if they can make it all work. They got $60 million in cap space right now.
They got lots of draft picks.
They do.
They could do a lot of different things. Again, they could create more cap room by getting rid of some guys. And the good thing is, if that would happen, I was telling Barry in the break, look at how they always think about the fan. Because when they transitioned from David Carr to Matt Schaub, all you needed was a nameplate. If you transition from Lamar Miller to Le'Veon Bell, same thing. Don't have to buy a whole new jersey. They're looking out for the fan base while they're adding to the team.
That's true.
Because, man, I would love to see that. I would love to have Le'Veon Bell to talk about for the next couple of years with this football
team. Would you?
I really would.
I mean, you've got Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins. That's not enough for you?
The guys from ESPN predicting a Saints-Texans Super Bowl next year? Come on, man. Nah. They need to make some major upgrades.
I'm going to tell you right now. Deontay Foreman and Lamar Miller and...
Blue.
I almost called him Vita Blue. It's definitely not Vita Blue.
No.
But, I mean, all of those guys would be better backs if there was better blocking up front.
But you could say that about everybody except for Todd Gurley.
I mean,
I just think that I get it, and we all know it. Number one
if you don't address it, you're just putting a Band-Aid on it with Bell.
Biggest problem that needs to be addressed is offensive line. I get it. But I'd love to have Deshaun have another really legit weapon, whether it's a bailout or it's a guy to balance the offense with a running game.
It won't matter if he's running for his life.
I get that, but you can enhance the line in the draft. You got a ton of draft picks.
So you want to bring in a bunch of rookies to protect your investments.
Did you see what rookies did in Indianapolis this year?
Okay. How often does that happen?
I'm just saying.
I mean, that doesn't happen a lot.
Well, so, it's better than going out and getting a Nate, overpaying for a Nate Solder and then having him crap the bed.
I saw a rumor, I forget which name it was, but they talked about going and getting the left tackle who got moved to right tackle for the Raiders, and I can't remember his name, but they said that might be an option for them to do as part of a trade, but they're going to have to do something. The fact is even with young guys, even with rookies, heck, they still might be better than what they got.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for today.
Happy anniversary, boys.
Hey, happy anniversary to you guys as well. And be rest assured, we're going to run it back and bring it back and take it back tomorrow on another edition of The Usual Suspects. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is next.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.